to the PNC. Pat LaRoe,
yeah,
good morning.
I think I heard him click in. Yeah. Good morning, Pat. Bye-bye,
good morning,
all.
Mr. Fisher, how are you?
Yeah, listen, this is like a party line. We have everyone here. Pat, the BET met for 3 hours. How long was the PNC's meeting yesterday afternoon?
Well, it's not a competition, but we beat that by a few minutes, but it's not long in the consideration of some of our other meetings. But so we were done around 7:30-ish. So again, the first item of my application was 618 Legg Avenue. That is a preliminary subdivision to divide this parcel into three. This is the first time the commission has, the first time since the Conservation Commission has commented on it. It's a large lot, about 12 acres. Major discussion here was whether or not the open space or the dedicated set aside is in the highest and best place for the purpose, which is to protect the ecology and existing features of natural features, I should say, of the town. The commission, I think, more or less felt strongly with their comments to move this forward that they look to move the open space to a place that's more connected to adjacent open spaces in the area, which is essentially the western side of the property away from Lake Avenue. The proposal has it as one of the first pieces of land off of Lake. The application needs a variance for the combined driveway that they're seeking, which is a good idea, but not exactly permitted under the regulations. It needs a waiver for that, and they're going to the ZBA probably next month for that, and then it will come back with the final subdivision, which will be addressed or approved at a later date. So that was the first item on the agenda. Items two was postponed at Mead Point, 618 Indian Field. That'll be back later in the month, or early October, I should say. Then we had number three, Greenwich Country Club, doing improvements to their clubhouse, adding or improving their fitness facility and some of the space around the clubhouse facing the greens in the back. Nothing too of note, except there was a discussion about the noise ordinance, strangely enough, which is not the commission's purview, but we did receive some comments from the neighbors that the maintenance of the course is going on at the early hours of the morning, and although there appears to have been some dialogue with the residents next door about doing that in a considerate manner, it hasn't really came to fruition. And so the commission just wanted to make sure that everyone's aware of what their obligations are under the noise ordinance, even though we don't enforce it. But it's an important note. But
what do you do in a situation like that where someone brings something to you that's not in your wheelhouse? Do you refer it to another department? Or
yeah, so if we can identify a violation, we will definitely contact the department. If it is something where residents need to be made aware of their obligation, obviously it's hard, especially in a town as long and as large and as old as Greenwich, to know all the little corners of things, but there are the commission and the staff, we try to take the time to educate and make people aware, because 90% of the time that's the issue. It's not malice or ill intent. It is lack of awareness that
sure,
there are certain things, parameters that people need to abide by or that isn't in, they're intended to abide by. So,
by the way, I like that. Greenwich is long, large, and old.
Yes. Yep.
That's the first time I ever heard that. I like
long,
that.
Long, large, and old, yeah.
All right, so TCS or Delta?
Delta was postponed at TCS, which is the Toyota dealership. Those were also postponed to a later date. And then we got into our discussion. I'm sorry, I don't think I mentioned that we approved Greenwich Country Club with in their improvements. So that moved on from last night. 21 Vista is a subdivision on the coastline looking to do. The reason it's here as a pre-app is because one of the houses is quite large and is including an indoor athletic facility over 1,200 square feet. So the pre-app is a prerequisite for a future application. This will come back as three applications when it comes on the agenda next. It'll be the subdivision application to reorganize the lot line, the common light line between these two, and special permit site plan and a coastal site plan. So it'll take up a lot of space in the agenda, but it's essentially one discussion about two houses being, or two lots, I should say, being redeveloped. You know, on the coastline, major concern about excavation and making sure that we are not increasing the rate of runoff from a site, especially along the water, and protecting significant trees and other features of the site. So those were sort of the mandates that the commission handed out in this non-binding discussion, and that'll be back. Stay tuned. Lake Avenue Family Trust was a internal ADU, which means an ADU that's inside the primary residence as opposed to detached or removed building on the site. Applicant here is a non-conforming lot. The building does not meet the setbacks that is seeking the application to put in the ADU. So that also requires a special permit and also a public, a pre-application with the commission. So that was the discussion there, just understanding what the ask is and making sure that the applicant is aware that the details needed for the final application when that comes back. KRM Realty is 121 East Putnam Ave. Many of us know it as Choco y Latte or the Commuter Cleaners, or I think it was an Exxon Mobil station in the 80s before that. It was the site of an unfortunate accident during COVID around 2021, I believe, where a car went through the building and unfortunately rendered the building unsafe and it was removed. The site has been remediated, which is a positive out of the outcome here, and now it has an opportunity to be redeveloped. This proposal here would be three commercial tenants on the first floor and six residential units on the upper floors, one of which would be below market or workforce housing under the town's local regulations. A lot of concern at the intersection here of Cross Lane, Taylor, and Route 1. If anyone from CrossCop knows, it's the dance school is right behind this. It is a tricky light to get through, and certainly with a number of small children, you know, in the neighborhood attending dance school and everything like that, just the concern about making sure that the ins and outs are going to be safe and usable. So that was the bulk of the discussion last night. And then lastly, we had 221 River Road. This is a two-family on an undersized lot. Here, the issue is parking. There was a little bit of a tortured tandem parking scenario proposed, and the commission was making sure that they were expressing their opinion that that is not a preferable layout for tenant management. So the applicant heard that, I believe, and will probably be fixing that in a later application. So, and that was the end of our meeting.
You know, we did a story at the top of the hour. Parking is an issue from Hartford to Hamden, and I'm assuming it's also an issue here in town.
It is, and it's unfortunately or fortunately, depending on your view of it, it has been the same consistent issue since the major use of cars in the 50s. So we have been the town is, you know, when we had the parking lots that are, you know, everyone knows in downtown, that was a government act to take that property and use it for public purposes. So that was the last sort of major step to make sure that there's adequate parking in the downtown and it's being cohesively addressed. But, you know, we are, again, getting back to the history of Greenwich, you know, we are a town that was developed without motor vehicles. So we have the pleasure of having, you know, quaint and quiet and condensed community areas. But again, that doesn't necessarily work with automobiles all the time. So it's a struggle. We try to make sure that the finite resource that we have, we're not exacerbating it and making things tougher. But yes, yeah, certainly if we had a few more spaces in a few more areas, we probably feel a little bit less of the pressure that we do now.
My question just had to do with just what you were saying previously on the Toyota dealership. What exactly are they having done? Or did they want to, what was their proposal for?
They are doing some additions to the building. If you've gone to any dealership in the last 10, 15 years, the idea of a porte-cochere carport where you come in for your service and someone greets you and takes your vehicle away, mm-hmm. and you're under shelter. That's sort of an amenity that is pretty much ubiquitous now with every dealership, and they're building theirs. But they're also looking to revamp their lighting on site and make it a little bit more user-friendly, but also neighborhood-friendly. I believe right now the description is that there's a bunch of floodlights off the back of the building that broadcast to the south, which is the residential neighbors to the areas. And so it was a point of concern for the neighbors that there was going to be, quote-unquote, more lighting or worsening lighting, and that's something that the applicant is not intending to do. But, again, the commission wants to make sure that we are following our regulations, but also making sure that we are addressing the neighborhood concerns and the quality of life issues.
Yeah, thank
Pat
you.
LaRoe, Director of Planning and Zoning. Your meetings are still held virtually, correct, on Zoom?
Yes. Yes, sir.
That's an option. And when is the next meeting?
Next meeting is the 30th, and it's going to be a rather large agenda, so some of these postponements will be there, as well as 1165 King Street, which is the Greenwich Woods redevelopment, and I'm trying to think of something else that was Presbyterian Church in Old Greenwich or Living Hope. They're going to be hopefully back with their development there, where they're looking to build some single family housing for their pastor and some of the clergy involved.
Yes, Presbyterian Church, Eagle View, and Berkeley, according to the agenda I'm holding. Mm-hmm. Pat,
yep.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Have a great day, everybody.